Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2031, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of October 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Bridget Cook, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Bridget. We'd like to welcome back returning listener Muriel Allen of Brundle, and new listener Lilia Stanbrook-Evans from Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with this week's news, we have two features, one on a new campaign to create fields of remembrance, and the other on Norwich's tram network. We also have a letter to the Evening News and Information Desk. Now we begin with news stories, which include secret talks at City Hall to discuss future contracts and petrol pumps run dry in Norwich. But first, thanks are given to our visionary philanthropist Bishop, who founded a major Norfolk charity.
Together, Norfolk shines brighter. That was the message at a celebration event of a major Norfolk charity, as the man who started it was thanked for his commitment. The Right Reverend Graham James, Lord Bishop of Norwich, set up the Norfolk Community Foundation in 2005, and along with Richard Jewson, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, is the charity's joint patron. But after nearly two decades serving the Diocese of Norwich, Bishop Graham announced he would be retiring earlier this year and moving back to his native Cornwall. Norfolk's great and good gathered at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich to thank Bishop Graham, but also reflect on the work of the foundation since 2005. Since it began, the foundation has invested £25 million, making Norfolk a better place. Mr Cater, a former High Sheriff of Norfolk, said, "Bishop Graham has given unconditional love and support, and that is something which is hugely humbling for the rest of us. Let us be clear. The Norfolk Community Foundation may never have existed if it had not been for your vision."
His job may require him to report on football matches across the world, but no matter where or who he is commenting on, he always keeps an eye on how his home team are doing. Now, proud Norwich City fan Jake Humphrey has visited the club's power chair football team to see Norwich City Football Club's Community Sports Foundation in action. Visiting a training session at City Academy in Norwich, Mr. Humphrey explained that the club and its outreach work meant to him, "Norwich City is amazing for giving people a great Saturday afternoon, especially if they win a game of football, and the club are incredibly well supported in the city and the county. If Norwich win, everyone has a good week, which is brilliant. But then, there has to be more than that. You can't be a football club turning over millions of pounds in the modern game and your only focus is on winning matches. You have got to reach out and use the power of that badge in the community, and that's what we get to do through the Community Sports Foundation," he said. "With Norwich, I'm less bothered about the results on the football field because I now understand what is going on behind the scenes and what's going into it. I'm more excited that there are young players coming in from the academy and that we are giving those guys a pathway that excites me even more."
This summer's sun-drenched Royal Norfolk Show attracted its biggest attendance for 10 years, helped by new initiatives to improve the visitor experience, said organisers. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association said its flagship two-day event brought 85,000 visitors to the Norfolk Showground in June, including more than 10,000 schoolchildren. The figure marks an 18% increase from the 72,000 who visited the rain-affected event in 2017, and a significant improvement on the five-year average of 80,000. Show director Mark Nicholas said while this year's spectacular weather clearly played a role in fortunes at the gate, he attributed more than 60% of the attendance rise to the effect of new measures introduced in 2018. Firstly, we scrapped the car parking charge for our public visitors, and we know that was popular because daily ticket sales went up by 10% from the moment it was launched on May the 1st. The second enhancement was to introduce an evening programme to extend the opening hours and offer a midsummer evening ticket from 4 p.m. That meant keeping the food hall open, extending the Grand Ring programme and introducing a woodland arena with bands and music through the evening. We know that over 4,000 people stayed to attend that evening event.
Further talks about how millions of pounds worth of Norwich services, including looking after council homes, street cleaning and tending parks, are provided will now take place behind closed doors. Norwich City Council currently has four contracts with Norse, an arm's-length company owned by Norfolk County Council, to provide those services worth £20 million a year. But at the start of the summer, City Hall Chief Executive Laura McGilvray wrote to Norse signalling the council's strong intention for the council to provide the services itself rather than through the contractor. There are still more than 3 years left to run on the contracts, and it is not yet clear how much it would cost the City Council to break them. But at a meeting of the City Council's Labour-controlled cabinet, the issue will be debated, although public and press will not be allowed to hear the debate.
A pageant master from Norfolk has coordinated an international tribute to the First World War fallen 100 years after the bloody conflict ended. Bruno Peake said he worked with town and parish councils and organisations across the world, sending emails from his home in Galston near Great Yarmouth, to bring his vision for the tribute to life. The international event, named Battles Over, after the tune played by Scottish regiments at the end of a battle, will see pipers playing, beacons lit and church bells ringing in all corners of the world. Mr. Peake said the tribute had taken 4 years to plan and would include hundreds of local events to mark the centenary of the armistice on November the 11th. The Galston pageant master said, "Battles Over is going to pay tribute to the millions who either died or returned home dreadfully wounded during or after the war finished on November the 11th, 1918. I wanted to put together an international project that was led by the people of the world, not by governments or organisations, but real community-based commemorations. Because as we know, so many soldiers that died came from local communities, small towns and parishes, not just in the UK, but other countries around the world."
A busy Norwich road ground to a halt as drivers rushed to snap up a garage's 99.9 pence fuel offer. The Esso garage on Aylsham Road slashed its prices to celebrate a three-month rebuild of its shop and on-site subway. Drivers rushed to take advantage of the offer, which was due to run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, but came to a close earlier in the afternoon after the garage hit its 20,000-litre fuel limit for the promotion.
A Norwich supermarket owner, whose store has been without power for 8 months, has now been locked out. Abul Hussein said his landlord changed the locks to Desh World Foods supermarket in August after he fell behind on rent. The 45-year-old businessman is now taking legal action to regain access to his store on Magdalen Street. "I have been closed since February, but I have been trying my best to keep paying my rent on time," Mr. Hussein said. I'm now 8 weeks behind on rent, but that is because I'm not trading. It is the latest setback for Mr. Hussein, who was forced to close the supermarket earlier this year after his power was cut off. He has since lost thousands of pounds in earnings and still has around £70,000 worth of items gathering dust inside the store. UK Power Networks said it had been trying to restore his electricity since April. But in order for the work to be carried out, the company needs permission to access Anglia Square's service yard from landowner Columbia Threadneedle. His landlord, Tony Matlis, said he is owed around £20,000 by Mr. Hussein. If you are renting off someone, you have to pay rent, Mr. Matlis said. How long can a landlord let you get away with it? I'm not trying to sound harsh, but that is a fact. But Columbia Threadneedle later confirmed it would grant access through its land, subject to conditions being met. Mr. Hussein said he was confident he will be able to get his business up and running again.
Police are investigating a series of thefts from vehicles in Helsdon. Cars were targeted overnight in Woodview Road, Gowing Avenue and Kinsale Avenue. Bank cards stolen from one vehicle were later used in fraudulent transactions in Norwich. Most of the vehicles targeted had been left unlocked, and officers are urging motorists to ensure cars are left secure overnight, even if parked in a driveway.